Hello, how are you? I'm Fiona Saul. In this half hour, we try to lift the lid on male sexual assault. I'm talking here about men who are sexually assaulted, either by other men or by women. We'll be talking about that in this half hour. First, though, to the weather. Fine across the far north for Thursday Island, 31. 28 in Cooktown and Cairns. Mareeba and Innisfail, 27. Normanton, 29. And Weipa, mostly fine and a top of 32. When it comes to sexual assault, more and more women are reporting it and seeking help. But for fellas, it's a different story. Men are also victims of sexual assault, but they are more reluctant to talk about it. Hopefully this is starting to change, and next week in Cairns, a forum is aimed at lifting that lid. Dr. Gary Foster is one of the speakers. He manages a Brisbane-based service called Living Well. And also joining me is Nick Waimara, a general counsellor with Ruchopperin Health Service in Cairns. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Gary, firstly to you, how big a problem are we looking at here of sexual assault against men?
Well, the national and international research is starting to get a fair picture, recognising we're about 10 to 20 years behind the research and working with women. So we're hearing about where we might say one in four women are sexually assaulted in their lifetime, about one in six men. And typically those occur when men are children or adolescents, with some men being sexually assaulted as adults.
And it's mainly men perpetrating the assault?
Yeah, I mean, the research shows that, and this has been, again, typical over the last 10 years, about 80% of those males are sexually assaulted by other males, typically older men, or sometimes it even might be older adolescents who might assault them. But in a sense, it's also recognising that the 20% figure is slightly different when females sexually assault males. It's usually in a much more of a relationship context, or where the age differences aren't that great, and the young person is usually an adolescent, or it might be somebody who's quite close in relationships.
Why are men reluctant to seek help?
I think it's a real challenge in a sense that, I mean, what we know is about 70% of men have told anyone about sexual assault, that men typically take about 10 years longer than women to report. So they're usually about 20, 22 years after the actual offence that men will report, and they're 1.5 times less likely to go to police. Now, there's a whole load of barriers for them reporting. In a sense, some of them won't know where to go or what to say. Some of them won't even want to acknowledge that this has happened to themselves, and will struggle with that. They may have great concern that when they report it, the idea that because they were sexually assaulted by a male, that there's questions of sexuality come up, not mm-hmm. because the men might identify as same-sex attracted, but because that's what people will think. Also, they might be concerned that other men will see them as a potential perpetrator of assault. That's another kind of myth that's out there in society, that, you know, the research doesn't back that up as some sort of automatic route.
So there's still a lot of stigma and shame attached
to a man coming forward. Absolutely. And the idea that the whole masculinity, manhood thing, that as a real man you should be able to look after yourself, take care. So I might talk with a man who's, you know, in his 30s now, who will, you know, argue that at age 9 he should be able to stop or protect himself, and that in some way he's complicit or accepted this has happened. And that's quite a challenge because he's held those ideas for 20, 30 years. So that the idea of being a real man, and also that the men will have this sort of double whammy of not just experiencing the assault, but then also feeling bad about not coping with the after effects, that they should be able to manage it as a man, they should be able to cope with anything that's thrown at them. So that again adds to, you know, the difficulties guys have in coming forward.
And when they do seek help and support, are their concerns taken seriously?
Look, generally I think they are. I think we've actually improved a lot more than we used to be. I think we still hear some stories, and recognising these, one of the challenges is we need to recognise we're talking about 340,000 Queensland men if you do the one in six maths. And really, coming forward is a challenge because to date, the lead agency, Queensland Health, hasn't developed a response in relation to men. There's been a number of reports that have identified the need for that, internal reports and external reports. Most recent in March 2009 has identified this as an absolute priority and that the current situation is untenable and should be addressed urgently.
So why Queensland Health? Why is Queensland Health so far behind? Why no response?
I think there's a review currently going on, and this is a great opportunity for Queensland Health to step up. I mean, we are an anomaly in the sense that New South Wales, Victoria and other states, you know, for 15 years those states have been responding to men. They've identified a sort of general service support and are really attending to the particular needs of women and men. Whereas Queensland, the history is that women have set up services in the 80s and 90s and asked for funding and obtained funding. And up until, you know, the last year or so, all that funding, or even now, $6.1 million is for women aged 15 and over only. But some recently, those services have been advised that they can provide assistance to men, and then that's where Cairns has now opened the door. My concern is that actually there's no more money. When Victoria opened the door to services for men, they actually provided more money for that. I'm concerned that Queensland Health won't support this adequately and financially. And, you know, the women's services are struggling as it is. You add men into the mix, it's another further demand on them. And typically, guys will come forward and be in greater crisis and have less support than women. And so, in a sense, for dollars, they actually demand more money because it isn't addressed.
We're talking about male sexual assault this morning on ABC Far North with Dr. Gary Foster and also Nick Waimara, who's a counsellor with Wuchopperen Health Service based in Cairns. Nick, are you seeing more men now starting to come forward to seek help for sexual assault?
Through the service, there have been more men come forward, but it's like Gary was saying, it seems to be more crisis driven when there's high levels of stress or anxiety or things in life. For men who come forward, generally come to a halt when things come to a halt. So we are seeing fellas come forward. We are. And interestingly, it's across a lot of different ages. There can be young fellas who are 19, right up until fellas who kind of reach crisis point in their 60s.
So there's lots of other stuff going on in their life,
yep.
And so they've got lots of different issues they need to deal with. And for many of them, has the sexual assault been buried in some way? And these other crises brings it back.
I had an experience working with a client over in a remote community, and photos that were shown to him in his dorm days brought back all the experiences he'd been through. So often it's buried until some sort of trigger brings it back. Brings it back to memory and into focus again, yeah.
Mm. What can you offer these men that come forward? How can you help them?
Well, at the moment, in terms of providing a comfortable space for people, for fellas to come forward and talk about it without feeling their perceptions of what actually happened in their childhood will not be believed or not be supported in that way. So we can offer them a space in which they can come forward and talk about it openly, and a place to validate their experience, and also a place to value them as people. And I guess in other ways too, especially amongst Indigenous men, for our service at Wuchopperen, it's a great avenue for men to, I guess, channel the rage, mm-hmm. from that past experience. Yeah.
And the men that you see, do they have different needs to women seeking help because of sexual assault?
Well, again, just in the experience that I've had working with fellas, it's often been very intermittent contact, where I think Gary's organisation, or the organisation Gary works for, they were running group men, group therapy with men, whereas we're sort of seeing guys turn up for counselling on a very intermittent basis.
Yeah.
So we might have contact for a couple of weeks, and then people will go away. They might need to reflect on what we've talked about in the conversation, and come back a month later, or 2 months later, a year later, even.
And
so there's that. Yeah.